Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And that's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Yeah.
And now, back to the man. Two Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. It's always a dream come true for me when Russell Brown joins us. Brain Trust. Notice I didn't say oldest members of our Brain Trust, although he is pretty old, but not quite as old as I am. He's the author of a number of books on buying and selling businesses, including one I'm looking at, especially buying or selling a business and preparing your business for sale. And he's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. And you've got an idea on your mind. You got something on your mind today that called a checklist of steps for selling a business. Right? Maybe even decades of helping people find business they want to buy and sell businesses they have, haven't you?
Yes. That's what I've done. It's part of my, it's in my book, Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business.
Which was a Kiplinger's bestseller recommendation, by the way.
Yes. And whatever information I tell people, I always then summarize it in a checklist so it's easy to use. But I'd like to talk with you and your audience about this these steps, because even if you're not considering selling your business right away, these are just good things to know on what's going to take to sell your business, because someday you will sell. Whether it's tomorrow or 20 years from now.
Isn't that one of the biggest mistakes that people make, Russell, when they own a business? Is okay, folks, even if you're positive, if you don't, you know, get run over by a truck, even if you're positive that you're not going to sell your business for at least 10 years, Russell, that's not the attitude to have to operate your business, is it?
No, because so many things come up that you don't expect, and you need to you then either need or want to sell your business a lot sooner than you expected.
Sometimes people will make you an offer you can't refuse. It happens.
Exactly. That's exactly true. And of course, there's always illness and death and things like that in the situation, or just many other things that could
maybe the death of a marriage.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest causes for business fail.
And one of the ugliest.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately. Yeah. But you should be ready, and you should know what it is you need to do to get your business ready to be sold, and what that process takes, so that you have some idea. You know, it's amazing in my business that I'm in, where I sell a lot of information and valuation software and that. I never would have thought that I have as many overnight FedEx, get it to me as soon as possible kinds of sales. I couldn't believe it, and it just continues. And I've talked to a few people like, why do you need business valuation software? You know, first thing tomorrow morning for $50 or $60 from delivery fee from FedEx. And, you know, it's just in the last minute. They're in the last row thing. They're scrambling to put stuff together.
And they don't realize that the fundamentals to make your business more valuable should have been put into place years ago, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Right. And some of the best things to increase your business value the most take 2 or 3 years to get to work in your business. And they're just good business sense of things anyway. So
Because if I mean, the thing is even if you say, and we've said this how many times, Russell, and you've said it on the show many times over the years, you know, even if you never sell your business, you pass it on to a family member, all the things that you talk about in this checklist are things that will make the business more valuable to you.
Absolutely.
Never mind a buyer.
Right. That's absolutely correct.
Well, give us an example. Let's get started.
Well, let's go through this. This is the process of selling a business. And the first thing, of course, is you got to make your decision to sell your business. And, you know, that sounds like such a simple thing, but there's a lot to it. And you really got to think through all of the personal and financial ramifications that you're going to get involved in.
The business of operating a small business by the founder, Russell, as you know very well, weaves a fine seam, doesn't it, between the owner and the business?
Oh, absolutely.
A very fine seam that the rending of which can be traumatic. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Russell to talk to us a little bit about that. What are those personal and the financial ramifications of selling a business? That's part of the checklist. He and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's John Cougar to take us out.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Little Stones music for you. Still rocking after all these years. Kind of like me, still rocking after all these years. Russell Brown's still rocking too, and he's our good friend, the author of a number of books on buying and selling your business, and a pretty darn slick business valuation software program called BizPricer. Is that right, Russ?
That's correct.
And folks, I encourage you to check it out. Could we say that it's the product that you're the most proud of that you've created,
absolutely,
Russell?
Absolutely, sure. It really is, because it pulls together. It demystifies this whole process of business valuation, and it makes it available to anyone.
Well, and tell us how we can find it.
Well, just come to the website at businessbookpress.com, and it's featured right there on the homepage. And you can click to it, and there's a ton of information and an online demo and all kinds of stuff that make you very comfortable to consider purchasing it.
Well, and they can download it. If they've got to have it right now, they can download it.
They can download it right away.
But, folks, I also encourage you, if you do that, go ahead and pay a little bit extra and let him send you the CD so you can have that as a backup. Now, Russell, if my folks contacted you, are you going to sweeten the pot just a little bit for my folks?
Absolutely. If they contact me and they buy the business BizPricer business valuation software, I will throw in the $39.95 book, Strategies Successfully Buying or Selling a Business.
It's outstanding, folks. Let me tell you something. The checklists alone are worth that. And you're going to get all that for free in the book. So good. Thank you, Russell. As you know, folks, I'm always working for you, always trying to save you money and getting you deals. So when you contact Russell about the BizPricer, what is the price, by the way?
$99.95 for the CD-ROM.
And I've checked around. I've been checking on that kind of capability, those resources, for years. That's a good price. And tell him you've heard it on the show, and he'll throw in this nice book that I think will help you. It's a good companion to the BizPricer. Russell, and by the way, folks, he doesn't pay me anything to say that. I just believe in what he does, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Russell, let's go back through our checklist. There's a personal – there are so many small business owners – don't sell their businesses because they just can't disconnect personally, and they wait too long. So many people actually do sell their business, and it's sold and they're gone before they realize the toll that it's going to take on them for being turned out, so to speak.
Right. It's called seller's remorse.
Yeah. What do we do about that?
Well, you have to make absolutely sure you're ready to sell. You know, make sure you've got a valid reason, and usually a reason like, you're sick of the business and you're worn out and all this stuff is not necessarily a real good reason, because you may be sick of it today, but you know, and if you took a nice vacation or whatever, it may everything may look a whole lot rosier. And of course, that'll what will happen if you do sell a business. You may disentangle yourself from the business, but then if after you've got a little bit of time to recharge your batteries, and you may then very much regret having sold it. But I think the best reason for selling a business that I've seen, the least problems from a personal point of view, is retirement, and even that is hard, of course.
Think about this. I mean, you started a business, you've worked hard all your life, and if you started a business that was successful enough to sell, you've been working really hard for some time, and then all of a sudden you got, what, nothing to do? Now, for some people, Russell, some people take to that pretty well. I probably would have a problem with it. It'd be difficult for me. Right. I'd have to have something else to do. But some people... I mean, how many times have you heard about people retiring after being so productive for years, and then they just die?
Yeah, they got no real reason to live, I guess.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
One of the things you can do is to carve out a place in the business after you sell it as a paid consultant. Now, by the way, most businesses that are sold, the buyer is going to want to retain you for some period of time in some capacity to help them transition that business ownership from you to them.
Right.
So you will be involved, and for those who want to,
and it could be part of the purchase price. You actually want that, Russell, if I'm not mistaken. You correct me if I'm wrong here. You actually want that because that's one of the ways that you. That you increase the value of the property is this period of time when you're foreclosed from competing with them, and you know they want to basically buy your time, don't they?
Yes, and it's very valuable to them to have you there to answer questions. You know, you never answer 100% of the questions that'll come up before the business sale. So a smart buyer will retain the seller at some capacity. Now, it doesn't have to. You don't have to be going in from 9 to 5, you know, 5 days a week or whatever, but to be available on call as needed for a period of time, or some defined capacity where you actually go in for a period of time every day or every 2 days. But whatever. The point is to think about the process that after you sell the business, you're not going to have it anymore. And you want to make sure that you're comfortable with that you really believe that playing golf every day for the you know, in sunny Florida.
I like playing golf, but I think that would be a sentence for me to make me play every day. I have a friend who says that they should make convicts play golf every day. That'll teach them. Stand by, Tintail. We'll be right back.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friend Russell Brown. We're the only guy on the planet that can make buying and selling a business exciting. Right, Russ?
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Excitement. That's what we call him around here, Mr. Excitement. And we're talking about, folks, a checklist that Russell and I are going to work off of for a while, of steps that you need to think about to buying and selling a business. And Russell, you've been focusing on the issue of the personal element, making sure that when you sell the business that you not only have gotten the business ready to sell. That's a biggie, and we'll be talking more about that. But you know, and as you know, Russell, a lot of the stuff I do on the show, a lot of the stuff that I do in my writing, I try to focus on the human side of owning a small business. It's very important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes a small business, is the owner's personal attention to making that business successful. And, of course, all the whatever employees they have. You know, this whole thing is so personal that you have to consider that in selling or buying a business. It's just, it's key.
Well, the there's also the family issues too, right? I mean, if you're married,
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and you know, the other thing is there are sometimes you got family members, like you got a spouse working in the business, that income may have to be replaced, right?
That's exactly right.
I know of a business right now that's thinking about selling, and the wife works in the business, and they actually have to think about, you know, part of the sale price has got to include, you know, what about her? What about her income?
Well, you know, and one of the most important
because she's not ready to retire.
Right. And one of the most important things I've seen is that a lot of small business owners get their health insurance through the business. And now if they're going to disentangle themselves from the business, how do you continue this all-important health insurance, especially into your retirement years?
Right.
And so therein lies an issue. And so that's why sometimes if the business is able to support it, you know, staying on some capacity for a period of time after the sale as a consultant may allow you, or a paid consultant, you know, on the payroll, may allow you to continue your involvement in the health benefits policy that the company has.
Another thing, though, is it's not always easy to hang around your baby when somebody else has it.
Well, that's,
you know,
true too.
I mean, you got to be prepared for that too, don't you?
Oh, sure. And most buyers always have ideas on how they're going to change things and make them better.
Well, they have to. Are they made a bad purchase if they don't have that in mind?
Yeah. Well, doing nothing is usually very bad, and you need to stay up with the competition, stay up with technology, you know, move ahead with your customer base. You know, and have to stay in touch with them as to see how what they're interested in and what's new in the marketplace and all those things, which all equal change, and so changes will happen, and you have to be prepared for that as the seller of the business to understand that change will happen.
Right, and you know, that's another thing that actually happens. I know you've seen this many times, Russell, this happen, and that is that during the selling process, the seller gets an idea for the direction that the buyer, the prospective buyer, wants to go, and it hurts so much, it turns them off so much, the deal doesn't go through. You got to be prepared for that too, don't you?
Just right.
And my advice, Russell, I'll let you give yours in a second, get over it. What do you think?
Well, if you don't get over it, you're not going to sell your business.
It's sort of like when your daughter gets married. You know, you have in your mind, you know, who she's going to marry. It might not be who you think. Sometimes it is, but you know, it might not be what you think.
And that's
they
true.
The kids don't always turn out like you hope they would, right? Of course, they usually do okay. It's just that you have in your mind, and the point is maybe your ideas are unrealistic.
Right. Right, and the only time I think that you got to make sure that if you're in a payout situation where you're holding some kind of paper on the sale, in other words, the buyer owes you money, then I think you should be able to have some kind of a say in the business sale.
Right.
But other than that, get out.
Which is where we're going to talk about that next time you join us. Thank you for being here, Russell. It's always a pleasure. Give us your website quickly one more time.
businessbookpress.com.
Check it out, folks. Don't forget that special offer he's going to make you. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.